First of all, congratulations on winning the Katherine Ann Porter Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters.
Oh, you know about that. I didn't realize that had been announced.
It's news, yes.
No kidding.
$20,000, is that right?
That's what I was told.
And is that for a body of work or for a single work?
For a body.
Uh-huh. What does an award like that mean to you, then?
Well, it's gratifying. It means my kids can have a year of private school education that's largely paid for, if not entirely. And Katherine Ann Porter was among my two or three chief influences in my early career. I was first published by Seymour Lawrence, who had been Katherine Ann Porter's publisher and had her photograph hanging above his desk and told numerous Katherine Ann Porter stories. He had pried Ship of Fools out of Katherine Ann Porter when she was having difficulty writing it, and had been a major supporter of Katherine Ann Porter in the latter stages of her career. And in college, I'd read Katherine Ann Porter and admired her sentences and the beauty of her prose and the quiet suspense of her stories.
Yes, those stories are just magnificent, both, two books of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we're on that subject, of course, you've been your own writer for so many years, but if you were to sort of trace your literary ancestry back, where would it take us?
Well, it would take it back to the Hardy Boys, and it would take it back to Alice in Wonderland and Tom Sawyer, Hansel and Gretel.
I read once that you admired F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. From my college years, I was going through my modernist stage that I think all of us as writers go through, and admiration of Dos Passos and Hemingway and Faulkner and Fitzgerald among the Americans. I've gone through stages of, I'll find a writer, Nabokov, I found maybe 20 years ago, and read it all. It didn't stop until I ran out of books he'd written. And I can't say I picked up much in the way that I'll apply as a writer, but I certainly picked up on the intensity and passion with which he attacked his material and the incredible sentence making of a man who knew how to make all kinds of beautiful sentences.
Yeah, it's like listening to Beethoven reading a Nabokov story, no matter what it's about. It's just
beautiful.
It is.
I mean, reading Pale Fire was a bit like reading Ulysses for the first time or reading the Bible for the first time as a literary document. It was an astonishing, mesmerizing, and elevating 2 days with that book, Pale Fire.